It's the Bad Advice Show.
Good night, good afternoon, good morning. It's almost Halloween. All right, I'm your host, Gordon Baker-Bone, with my other two illustrious co-hosts. And to my left, wearing the Shaggy costume, put your hands together for Serome Russell, everybody.
I can dig Shaggy.
And to my right, she is the Nubian Velma. Put your hands together for New Orleans' own Mel, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
I guess I will play Scrappy Doo. Based on height alone. Everyone, I have decided this episode, I am going to do the challenge. Because when did challenges get so popular?
Challenges have always been popular.
I know, but like the filming of them and posting them on the social media, when did that really start popping off?
Double Dare.
Oh, when the world started ending.
Okay. Okay.
Well, this is for archaeologists in the future when they look back and they see what we were doing in the last 2 years of the world.
Yeah, because it started off with like things like the ice bucket challenge, and just recently I saw something on the TikTok, and it was called the Taylor Port challenge.
Totally forgot to get mine, and I got to tell you, player. It keeps slipping my mind.
I think that's for the best, because I got to tell you guys what it was like to buy Teleport wine, because I walked into a liquor store in Jersey City just to buy it, and I asked the dude, do you have Teleport wine? And he was like, yeah. I was like, where is it? He's like, in a wine aisle on the bottom shelf. And I was like, that's a bad sign already.
Yeah. Already off to a bad foot.
I think the funniest part of my process would be that I could just go and buy it at CVS.
Oh man, see, that's good for you. We don't sell booze in our supermarkets and our convenience stores, which I wish we did, but we don't.
It's absurd.
You know, sometimes you need to get condoms and you look at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's so true. That is a planner right there. So I took the bottle over to the counter. I was like, how much is it? And like, I pulled out a 20. He's like, $6.99. I was like, what the fuck?
And it was then that you knew.
Yep. Yep.
You just and find yourself in some shit.
I literally go, hey, you ever had this before? He's like, no, I don't drink. And I was like, oh, okay.
You know, the big sign that you're drinking something you ain't got no business? What's the fact that it costs the same thing it costs in 1997.
Yeah. I didn't know this. This is my first excursion. This is my first excursion with it. And I go, when he told me the price was $6.99, I was like, really? $6.99? He was like, well, actually, $7.35 taxes. I was like, wow, really? And he was like, yeah, you know, you got to pay your taxes. Alcohol is a tax. I was like, no, I know that.
Yeah, I think it was like $5.99 in the 90s when I bought it.
Yo, when inflation won't touch it, yo. Parmesan is still the same price it was when I graduated high school.
And it's going to be.
Oh, my God. I don't think inflation did touch it. They just went, they need this. Let's lower the price.
It went backwards. We deflated the price. Like, there's going to be more people breaking this shit.
When everything go up, we go down.
Oh, for those of y'all that's on our Patreon, you can listen to the archives. And the first two or three episodes is me and Gordon sharing a bottle of Parmesan. So,
yes.
Yeah, you can tell what we were talking about.
Yep. Sitting in a hotel room in front of a microphone, just yapping while drinking Parmesan.
At a casino.
What a weekend. At a casino. Yep. And that was the birth of the show. And then we got Mel to be a guard for us. And well, you know what happens when guards hang out with the inmates.
I am really bad at my job.
Like we said, it's the Harley Quinn syndrome.
Yep.
Fraternization.
Yeah.
Well, fraternization, motherfuckingization. That's a damn shame.
I gotta admit, I am drinking this port wine, and I gotta say, this is you actually gotta put ice in this wine.
It's a little viscous.
A little.
I gotta say, I think I was forming a mental block, and that's why I kept forgetting to buy it, because ooh, I used to drink Taylor Port.
Oh my!
In my bird days.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a bird bath drink.
Definitely. Well, you know what else I have to drink straight?
What's that?
Malibu rum.
Ooh, Jesus, Mel.
Not out of the white bottle.
I did.
Mel.
I ain't gonna lie though. Ain't nothing sexier than seeing a beautiful black woman holding a bottle of Malibu, just taking it to the head. I'm like, she's trying to get somewhere, but she want to make it tasty.
She going to an island tonight. I don't know which one, but probably Alcatraz, but she going.
I remember drinking that like at a work function. We were all, you know, at a bar, and you know, I got that. And one of my coworkers' husbands, he was like, you just about to drink that? Straight up, like, with some ice. Yeah. He's like, there is a whole other side of you none of us know.
No,
it's correct.
Mel's like, I'm a bird of prey.
Listen,
well, speaking of birds, and you saying bird bath, after like two sips, you do get a warm feeling.
Yeah,
I would too if I was drinking motor oil with 20% alcohol.
Taylor Port is the drink of older ladies who like shawls and middle-aged men whose wives don't let them in the house before 7 p.m.
Okay, okay, okay.
Just in the garage tinkering.
Oh, man, tinkering.
You could be in the garage. You could be wherever you want, but don't bring that mess in our house before 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't recommend putting this around any open flyers, fires, or outlets.
Or relationships. Could you imagine being in an open relationship and one of y'all drinks Taylor Port?
Ooh.
One of you is not respecting boundaries.
One of you is going to jail.
This is not a wine that you and a significant other sip together and have a conversation. Because
no,
this will go left very quickly.
You don't drink that shit when you're responsible for somebody's feeling.
No.
Mm-mm.
Taylor Port, the slogan for Taylor Port is, and let me tell you another motherfucking thing about yourself.
Or my favorite, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to just blow it up.
I like it. I like it.
You know, bad mean to tell you.
Now, that is the phrase of a man who's had enough.
I'm really interested in what this is going to bring about, because when I was drinking Taylor Port,
mm-hmm,
texting wasn't a thing.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm definitely interested in your Taylor Port treats if you have them. Tweets. I'm sorry, not tweets. Texts if you have them.
Damn, it's so wild. It's so wild, dude.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I am interested in your Taylor Port texts.
Ooh, Taylor Port texts. I think that might be the name of the episode. Because like now I'm just, if I start rambling, just reel me back in. Y'all remember texts used to cost 10 cent to send one?
Yes. Huh. And you had a character restriction.
Yeah.
Huh.
It was like tweeting. For money. It was I used to hate a nigga that couldn't get his point across in one text.
But that was because you used to have to actually go on dates with the people you dating.
Oh, sure. Ooh, you just brought up something, a new modern technology to save long distance relationships. Have you seen the device where your partner can stroke on his end and the vibrator does what you stroke?
Boy, if you don't bring me that actual dick, I will whip your whole family's ass. Don't like fucking, please. Please.
No, you sync it to your phones.
No.
You lay down in your room, and I lay down in my room, and then I stroke it, and then it strokes you.
It's if you suggest that if you want me waiting outside Big Bingo to snuff Big Mama, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't hit nobody, Big Mama.
If you cannot pull up, leave these people alone.
Yo, I commented on it earlier, and I just wanted to let everybody know that as far as big tech is concerned, fuck cancer, fuck charging cables, fuck efficient electric vehicles. We got to get this fuck technology down pat first. Because we are leaps and bounds where we past where we should be for fuck technology.
It's way too much. It's way too advanced. Way too advanced to say we really haven't made a dent in cancer yet.
That's so true. But we at least have figured out how people with loved ones in jail or in prison can still make love.
I'm grieving, but my pussy is in the cloud. I don't like it. Do not like it. Don't put your pussy in the cloud.
Oh, don't put your pussy in the cloud. Don't put your pussy in the cloud.
I think Michael Bublé did that song. I think so.
I think that's Michael Bolton.
Oh, yeah. Because that's the one you holler right there. Yeah. Don't put your pussy in the cloud.
Don't put your pussy in the cloud. It's not a mellow groove.
No. You got to holler that.
You got to put some stank on it.
Yo, somebody gonna get caught stroking the toy without the other one to get in trouble. You gonna come home from work, that bitch is gonna be shaking on the counter. Like, what are you doing?
And that's what happens when your dick is in the cloud. Your dick is doing work you don't even know about. You comfortable with that?
Yo, I have to write this song now. You know that, right? Don't put your pussy in the cloud.
Please do. I'm with it. I'm on board.
It's my I got my guitar.
Yeah, you
just
did this.
Give me some kind of credit. That's fine.
I got you.
I just don't like the man side of it, or for the penis side of it, or the finger, or the tongue. I actually don't know how this thing works, but it's shaped like a Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah, it's shaped like a Amazon Echo.
Pardon?
Yeah. It's shaped like an Amazon Echo, and it's just got a hole in it.
That's it. The woman's side the penetrative side is shaped like a sex toy. If you get caught with it, people will understand what you're doing. But if you get caught with the male side, people are going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Nah.
We have come so far from the telephone.
Don't say it like that.
What?
Don't say it like that. We have come so far, given the subject matter is just a little bit too much for me. I need you.
Too much, Gordon. Too much.
I'm just saying. We used to communicate with cans and string, and then we had calling operator. Hello, operator. I'm trying to reach my lady friend.
And now you can put your dick in my cloud. Don't put your junk in the cloud.
Yo, I wish you still had to do the old school switchboard operator. Like,
wanted
to send somebody a picture of your junk.
Hello, operator? Operator. Ah, see? Do you have your sketch pad?
All right, I want you to draw a cock about 5.5 to 6 inches long. Lean to the left, I see.
Oh, man.
Big bouncing balls. All right, and I want you to sit there to 7734.
Oh man.
Tell him it's Samuel. It's Samuel. Oh yet, my God.
Yet another accent you didn't know you needed. 1920s creep.
Y'all ridiculous.
Oh man, let me tell you what's ridiculous. Let me tell you what's ridiculous. The fact that they put dessert wine on this bottle. What dessert?
Yeah, because if you're drinking that shit, you ain't ate good all day.
I mean, this might have been the meal.
The meal, the insulation. I'm pretty sure that's like 80s wine on wine.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure like we're in Wild Irish Rose territory.
Oh, man.
At 18 to 20%, you up there with Thunderbird.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Everything is funny right now.
No, it's so true. This is Mag Dog 2020, still reserve. It's well beyond Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm was like, what, 9-10%?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
That's when I was really being like classy.
Yeah. You being dainty and whimsical. Mm-hmm. You know, putting the flower in your hair at a picnic or something like that.
Knowing where to hold the neck and still be able to break enough bottle to have a weapon. You know.
Yes. Real shit.
Oh my God.
Taylor Port, on the other hand, is a bludgeon.
You hit him with the hole. Yeah. That's a hammering weapon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think anyone that drank this was either like working in a lighthouse alone.
I don't know if y'all noticed, but Stormbreaker was forged from some of that Taylor Port glass.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
It's imbued with the power.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of alcohols that should be, well, I'm happy changed over the years. We need to produce our own documentary on the history of Four Loko.
You know, I never experienced it. So if we do it, I'm going to have to drink one just for the experience.
By the time Four Loko came out, I had goals.
Yeah, well, I had children.
I was in college. I remember this. I was at FDU. I had $5 in my name, and I was just going to buy a couple of beers. And there's this guy stocking the shelf, and the shelf said $2.50 a can. And I went, what is that? And he went, it's Four Loko. It's new. And I go, how much is it? He goes, $2.50. But you can get two for $5. And it was big. And I was like, okay. I remember I drank half of that first can, and I blacked out.
Fucking mind.
People getting their dyer on the Four Loko.
Yeah. Yeah. The government got involved. That's how, yo, the Senate literally sat down and went, this Four Loko has to stop.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be funny, but were white people dying of Four Loko?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, what you think you got it off the shelf? Because it was it was knocking niggas on their ass in the hood.
Liquor been killing niggas for years.
Yes.
Decades.
I'm pretty sure there was at least about a couple of college riots that started over Four Loko.
Yeah. The most racist, speaking of liquor killing a nigga for years, the most racist drink of all time is St. Ives Crooked Eyes. Because that shit used to come in watermelon flavor. I was like, this is fucking spirit chucker wine. Who made this? Yes.
Oh my God.
Watermelon flavor, and it was 99 cents, and I was drinking that shit like water.
Oof.
I miss St. Ives somehow. I miss St. Ives. I was around during the Cisco age, but I never personally Cisco'd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I Cisco.
Cisco was a terrible
you
one.
You look like a nigga that was Cisco.
Well, this is heavy into my thievery era. So I was stealing Thunderbird, Cisco, and Wild Irish Rose?
No, I mean,
those are some terrible liquors.
Cisco is one of those drinks where Southern niggas take off their shirts and fight. So I can see how it would be your thing.
Yeah, it was. I definitely took my shirt off.
And okay, fought. Yeah. Yeah, so apparently from Los Angeles Times, you can look this up, Four Loko incident in Washington State. Apparently, Four Loko caused a couple of mayhem and riots with partygoers after consuming the alcohol, which is known for 12%. Yeah.
I think that 12% was an estimate.
It was, yeah. But the thing was, it was like alcohol and Red Bull, right?
Yes, they mixed taurine and guarano. I think that's the name.
It was
still don't know what taurine is.
It was high alcohol content malt liquor, right?
Yes.
Mixed with
energy
Monster
drink
and Red Bull.
Yes.
Yep.
Like,
yeah,
it sounds like you would piss out your kidney drinking it.
That is so true. You're absolutely right.
Shooting their kidney straight out their back.
Yeah, they were saying there were 9 students from Central Washington University, freshmen, obviously, hospitalized on October 8th. Their party, after a party, and they had the blood alcohol level ranging from 0.123 to 0.35. Yeah, they were hammered.
Good Lord.
They apparently lived with a 0.35?
I think so.
They got to get to you early, though.
Why is that? Yeah, you know what? It's funny, you Gordon, because you're drinking port wine. You do realize you're talking third person? Yes, I do. Okay.
Hey, at 0.35, they got to hit your ass like Pulp Fiction with that syringe in your chest.
Yep. Ooh, they got to put charcoal in your stomach too.
Yeah.
You got to get that out.
Activated charcoal. Been there before.
Mad that you knew the medical term.
I have never gotten that drunk.
I did.
I've never blackout drunk. I've done some drinking, but I also, you know, I semi pace myself.
Yeah,
I didn't pace myself. I didn't pace myself because this was my third paycheck ever in life.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
sir, you are very sick. You're gonna have to drink this or you're gonna have to vomit. And my answer to the doctor was, who gonna make me? So
So you vomited?
No, I drank the charcoal.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Gordon, have you ever needed medical attention for drinking?
No. I pride myself on knowing how to sober up. And also, I vanish into the night. So most times, I think you've seen me once when I was like getting to a point where I'm like, damn, I'm drunk. And like, then I vanished and people probably like, where's Gordon? Like, yeah. So when I realize I'm getting too drunk, I vanish and I usually find like a bed, someone's bed or anyone's bed to crawl into. I've woken up in people's bed like Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, like Goldilocks.
Goldilocks, there we go. Yeah, we go. And I've done that a couple times. And some people are nice. They let you sleep it off.
Good for them, because I would have been like the fucking Papa Bear, like, and here the nigga is right here.
I presumed you had a portal to the Phantom Zone.
It might as well be. It might as well be. Like, I've had some, in my worst, like, drinking days, I've had some people say some wild stuff to me. I've had a woman see me in the night drinking alone and go, I see you hurt. You want me to suck that pain out of you? I'm like, what?
Yo, that is by all rights, that was a vampire trying to get your ass for the eternity thing right now. I'm glad you didn't fall for that.
How do we know he didn't?
Yes,
because he's not the undead. That was definitely.
How do you know he's not?
No, I'm not done. I'm not done, Dad. I go out in the sunlight. I see my reflection.
You might be one of those Twilight vampires. I heard they could go outside whenever.
Nah, I imagine a little sparkle.
Not at all. Like, I imagine if I did hook up with a vampress, that like midway through hooking up, she'd be like, I can't do forever with this one.
Shit.
It's true though. After 2 hours of talking with Gordon, like, ain't no way in the fuck I'm finna do this for centuries. I'm finna unturn you.
You know what? That's my first piece of bad advice question. Is there any one of your exes that you would bite if you were a vampire? I don't know. Not a single one. Eternity? Eternity. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You have to be careful with them bites. Lestat bit no, not Lestat. Was it Lestat that bit, did the biting?
Yeah,
I think so.
Lestat bit Louis.
Yep. Oh
yeah,
man.
You sure about that?
You know what? I think I'm gonna watch that after the podcast. I'm gonna watch Interview with a Vampire. I think one of the most underrated monster films.
Are you watching the series?
What series?
Are you kidding me? There's a
no.
Interview with a Vampire series starring Grey Worm from Game of Thrones.
Get the hell out of here.
Y'all, I haven't watched it yet, but I heard it's really good.
You think black vampires just get tired of racism?
They do.
Like, damn, another century it is? That nigga still doing this? God damn. Mm. Maybe next century. Oh, man.
Close my coffin.
Oh. I always thought that was cool that he hired someone to write. He got someone to interview him so he could clear his thoughts. He didn't even go to therapy. He just got a dude to interview.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what you do when you've been alive for 200 years.
That's true. Oh, you don't want no medical records?
Nah.
That's right. I got you.
I mean, your medical records are going to show all kind of problem with your hemoglobin anyway, so. Nigga, your A1C is off the chart just because I'm a vampire.
Yeah, and it's no therapist that's going to take you after 8 p.m.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Urgent care closes at 9:30.
Oh man. Mel, if you was a vampire, who would you bite to spend time with for eternity? Oh, whoa, that was sinister.
Think that in and of itself would probably make me the hungriest vampire. Eternity?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah,
I already know who I bite.
I think the correct answer, like the most motherly answer, is my kids. But my kids complain like a lot, so I could be in like, Tavern, like nah.
Listen, y'all gonna have to find a new coven.
I don't want an eternity of blame. I don't want my kids to die. I'm obviously not saying that. Yeah. But like, we would have to have some very serious conversations about, like, is this even what you want?
Absolutely, you have to talk about it.
Mel gonna have a trial period.
Like,
you're gonna move in for a little bit and then we're gonna see how this works.
Let's give it 50 years and we'll see.
We just gonna alternate months in the house for the first 150.
Yeah.
Ease into this new relationship.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Me personally, I'm gonna bite Sierra and Russell because they seem like a good couple. And then I'm gonna bite Beyonce. No, probably bite Beyonce. She's like, ha ha, I already won.
Yeah. I turn a vampire who turns you.
Oh man. Beyonce. Oh man, I can see her having a nice cup of blood. What is that cup's called? The big ones.
The goblets.
There we go.
Yeah.
She would have a dainty goblet. I know she would.
Oh, yeah. Nice-ass crystal and pewter and gold inlays. A chalice. And she just sip like a lady.
Ooh, a chalice. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, we really got on this vampire kick. I think this wine is pushing me towards that.
Really did. I have a question.
Yeah.
Do y'all think that on the DoorDash application, they ask, do you steal? And they don't hire you if you say no? The only ones that be stealing my food are my DoorDash drivers.
I think because Uber Eats is associated with Uber, and like you can't, they suspend you from one, they suspend you from the other, I guess.
Oh.
So DoorDash, they just pirates, porch pirates, which sounds racist.
And they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck.
I imagine the job interview process is like, all right, you're on your way. You picked up an order. You're on your way back to the house. You're a little hungry. The bag is open. It's not stapled. Do you A, take a few fries? B, knock over the whole bag and eat whatever fall out? Or C, eat the whole bag and keep driving?
And take a pick up the container front the house.
I'm so sorry, Mel. I just can't shake the idea of porch pirates. I just can't.
Like they got a Jolly Roger coming out of a Hyundai. You thought I was feeding you?
All right, mates, show me what you got. I got Chinese food.
Arg.
A good take.
The booty is plentiful today. We have Olive Garden.
Oh, man. Pirates of the porch. Oh, my God. What makes a person just want to take something off of someone's porch? The boldness of it.
I have definitely had that happen twice, actually.
Mm.
Shout out to Isha. Y'all do not be fucking around.
Did you just shout out criminals?
I mean, that was my neighborhood.
I see y'all out there. I see y'all out there taking shit.
See y'all letting niggas know it ain't sweet.
Oh my God. I wonder how many sex toys have porch pirates got over
at
the
least
years.
One. Oh Lord, I'm lightheaded. Oh man.
Oh, picture the nigga in a trap house opening up a Hitachi wand.
Let's see what we got here, Shouter. Got something else for somebody's butt. God
and
damn
then
it.
You have to go through the very, very dignified process of letting them know that it was taken and reordering it.
Oh my God. Oh man.
Like, could you just imagine a person look at your history like, Jesus.
Hey, it's my business. It's my Amazon. You know what I do around here, Amazon.
Ma'am, why do you need two of these? I don't have two of these. Somebody stole one.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Like nobody will believe you. You gotta just like take the L and order another one and just look like a freak for the especially nosy, as opposed to like. So, could you just imagine the shade?
Massager. Like, come on. Let me live.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking, I'm picturing people trying to flip their stolen so their stolen sex toy. They get it. They don't know what to do with it. Now they got to try to sell it to somebody.
Jesus.
Oh, man. All right, my boy. What you got for me today? Got this here Rabbit 3-in-1 butt plug stimulator G1000.
Nigga, what?
Never been inside nobody. Got it off the porch.
You know it's gonna be one dude dead like, hey yo, let me get that.
Yeah. Rayshawn gonna buy it. And then everybody gonna be, when everybody leave, when Rayshawn leave, everybody gonna be like, wait, Rayshawn ain't got no girlfriend. Aw, man.
Jesus. No, we did not go back. How we got back to see? I used to stop this.
Yeah.
Where wrap it up, Taylor nasties.
Port? Sorry.
My bad.
You really are the security. You really are the guard in the jail that plays spades with the inmate.
I'm the guard in jail who's like literally getting my hair braided.
Oh, man.
And a little. Oh. Just like, uh-uh. Stop that.
Oh, man. Ooh. All right, let's get serious. What's a serious topic we could tackle?
Whew. Can you be serious with that Taylor Port? Because it sounds like it's kicking your ass.
It is on your ass.
I'm thinking about opening up this patio door because it's getting kind of hot in here.
Hey, you serenade your neighbors?
Oh, my God. Speaking of serenading my neighbors, my neighbor is still going through a breakup. She played Anita Baker's "You Bring Me Joy, You Give Me Joy" on loop for like at least a good hour, and I'm like, no one clean the house to one Anita Baker song. You got it on loop. You feeling something?
Yeah, she in there in the fetal position with a big ass pillow.
"You Bring Me Joy" kind of sound like she might be getting over the breakup.
You think so?
It's dicey. I mean, it's a rebound, obviously, but that one can go either way, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I would say it's a rebound.
It's not a healthy situation. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no. This is somebody else's husband for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
"You bring me joy when I'm down. Oh, so much joy when I lose my way. Your love comes smiling on me." This is not a nigga who can visit when he wants to.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm just happy that, like, we moved on from the Mary J. Blige days. Because them was dark.
She was playing Mary J. Blige?
All day, bro. All
day. I know when she gets to Jill Scott, because that's when we know.
She might be plotting at that point.
Man.
And like, might even make it through the winter.
If she start playing Orange Moon, he told her he leaving his wife.
I will keep that in
mind. "I'm in Orange Moon. He's lying to you."
I'm learning so much about this woman via the sounds coming from her wall on a soundtrack. This is the weirdest thing in the world.
But no, seriously, yeah. We need to talk about how Orange Moon is like the soundtrack for every relationship with poor boundaries anyone has ever had.
Oh yeah.
I'm not familiar with the song.
It's Erica, Erica Badu, "Bad Boundaries."
Okay. Carol. All right. Let me go check this out.
It's a carol for when you celebrate Valentine's Day on the 13th or the 15th.
Oh, side chick or side piece Valentine's.
Necessarily side piece. It's just not enough to get the real day.
She asked him, "What are we?" He kissed her on the forehead.
Oh.
But like on her edges.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the lyrics are, "I'm an orange moon reflecting the light of the sun." Yeah, that's not healthy. The sun and the moon ain't never in the sky at the same time.
That's codependency, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But you go ahead on and cook. I mean, couldn't nobody tell me, you know.
Oh.
I love when I'm having these conversations with my girlfriends and they get so like indignant and up in arms and you know, fed up. And I'm like, you know, I was there when you was doing this too, right?
Mel giving all the truths.
We do that though. Like women, like you get to a certain age. It doesn't even have to necessarily be my age. Just once you're past that stage, especially when you're just like one or two levels beyond that stage, you have a visceral reaction.
Not a visceral.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
You can't believe people did this. Like, you did that. I'm not even saying I'm always past it, because sometimes, you know, I'm a bird, so sometimes I still be into shit. But, like, you were there with me. I remember when we were co-birds.
Co-birds.
You was flock, baby.
Oh, man, birds is a feather.
This was last September. What are we talking about?
You was flock, baby. Hate to tell you. And I mean, like, we all do it. We don't always want to think about what we done been. It happens. I still love y'all. Sometimes I do it too, you know. But it is funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. Humans and our relationships are fucking hilarious.
That's true.
If they go, like, if birds and monkeys was watching us, they would laugh at his ass. They're like, why don't they just bring each other rocks? Has he thought about standing up on his hind legs and beating his chest? Because how you gonna know she love? How's she gonna know he love her? It makes more sense than the shit he doing right now.
I would love it if a gorilla could give niggas advice.
Have you shown her your orange ass?
How's she supposed to know?
Gonna take that.
How's she supposed to know you're ready for a committed relationship if you don't show all your big red ass?
All right, man. I've been waiting to ask you this. Let me see your mating dance.
Oh, I would be a hater for mating dances because I can't dance. Small, agile niggas would take my woman every time.
You be getting Dirty Mac by Jack B. Nimble?
Oh, my God. Now, we would all have to succumb to Chris Brown's dancing.
The idea of a petite dude pirouetting away with the wrong prom date making my chest.
It ain't like it ain't happening in real life.
Spin around in that toodaloo.
Goodbye.
Oh my God.
Oh man. I know this is only funny to people by hand.
No, it's funny to all of us. I'm just too busy wiping off sweat, my bro. Oh man.
Hey, goddamn Taylor Laporte, get that nigga in a headlock over there.
Oh my God. I am so glad. I am just goofy without it. I am so glad I didn't get that stuff. I'm sorry.
No, it's quite all right.
I'm sorry.
It's quite all right. I'm going to walk through this desert alone.
We going to love you. Out in the wilderness. Right here.
Going out in the wilderness with Satan.
Oh, my God.
I can give you all this if you would only drink one more glass.
This is off topic, but I was thinking about Sarone going to a ballet with a bow and arrow. Just hating for no reason.
I'd be in that bitch like Daryl from Walking Dead, just taking them out.
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm off the rails. I gotta
get the snatching the arrow back. Whew. What is control anymore? Come on, let's be for real. What is control?
Oh,
well, in the vein of control, now is as good a time as any to tell everybody about our lovely Patreon.
Yes. Hey, everybody. If you
give us
enjoy
more money to do this.
Yeah.
the reason I'm able to drink Teleport Wine and do the port challenge for an episode for you guys is because we're constantly thinking of new ways for content for you guys. This is not might not be my best idea, but it was an idea. So if you
if you would like to finance $6 wine and bad bow and arrow jokes, go you to can patreon.com/backslash.
That's right. And you can get our extra bonus content, that other thing where we talk about emotional things. When we do it in a funny, healthy, black way. I say black yes. because we're black. You bring me joy. So join our Patreon. And I will continue to update you guys with new content. We got to come up with a name for our Patreon followers.
Oh, we'll think about this. We'll name it on the next show.
Yes. If you guys want to give us a name for what our Patreon, our Bad Advice Show listeners should be called, let us know. Because there's a lot of people out there. Oh, shout out to the listeners that go to hashtag Bad Advice Show and comment on the show. I want to give a shout out to one of the followers that answered our question on how do you let someone know that this relationship is not going any further. And her technique was to take two steps back and extend an arm for a handshake when they go for a hug. And I thought that was the most, I called that the Bobby Fischer. Take the draw. Yes.
I like it.
You're already lost.
The Bobby Fischer. So that's been the Bad Advice Show for tonight. The Teleport Challenge has been a rousing success.
Yes, it has.
Just for Gordon, who is now sweating on his balcony.
I'm not even finished with the glass. That's how crazy this shit is. So, guys, fuck. And I put like one of them big whiskey cubes in there too to water this bitch down to no avail.
It's like, guys, it's like Hawaiian punch.
It really is.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, The Gates of Mel. The O is a zero. You can also find me every week on the Resist By podcast, where we are talking about politics and organizing and activism and all that good stuff. You can, wherever you are finding us here, you can find me over at the Resist Bot podcast there. You can also find me running Resist Bot's social media. So follow Resist Bot, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that.
All right. So Rome, where can people find you?
Okay. DC people, November 5th, you can find me at the State Theater. I'll be closing out that show around 8 p.m. And then November 11th and 12th, you can find me at the DC Improv for Veterans Showcase. And then big show announcement. Let me find the real date so I can
plug it the right way.
Me and the hilarious Felonious Monk are back in DC at the Comedy Loft, December 15th through the 17th.
Nice. I like Felonious Monk. He's a great dude.
We're going to have him back on soon.
Hell yeah. And as for me, you can find me at Baker Bone on Instagram and Twitter. My numbers are getting up on Twitter. I honestly believe it's all those sex bots that keep trying to add me. But numbers is numbers. And you can find me at Baker Bone on my website, bakerbone.com. Why did I say at Baker Bone? It's bakerbone.com. Okay, guys. To review the Tale of Port Wine, it is strong as shit. I highly recommend only one glass. Stupidly, I have a whole bottle left, and I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I might just give it to the pigeons. And with that being said, guys, bring someone joy like Anita Baker.
Spray it at the spotted lantern flies. You're welcome.
That might cause them to fuck more. I don't want to do that.
Good night, everybody.
Peace.